It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Nursing Uncensored. Your host, Adrienne Benning, invites you to listen in on real conversations about all things in the nursing world. This podcast is intended for nurses, nursing students, and allied health professionals, but non-medical folk will probably get a kick out of us too. If you like what you hear, subscribe and share. Oh my gosh, you guys. It's been a minute since I've come to talk to you. Actually, it's been more like, I don't know, a couple months. Shit's been crazy. So I'm here to kind of give you a little update. This is going to be kind of just like a random short episode. I don't have a guest for you today, but I've got plenty in store. So I felt like I'd stop, check in, and let you guys know what the heck is going on behind the scenes here while I've been completely radio silent. As many of you may know, some of you don't, in like 31 and a half days or somewhere in the vicinity, I will be graduating from my RN to BSN program. This is a long time coming. I have taken a very crooked path to get to this point, but it's been pretty much all consuming. That and my job and some other things that have been going on have kept me away from the microphone, and also some technical things that are actually good news. But we'll get to all that. So I wanted to first say that I've been getting lots of emails lately from you folks, either telling me that you just like listening to the show, you love hearing what we've got to talk about, you feel like you're debriefing, you know, you feel motivated even when you're kind of burned out, all of these things that are the goal of this show. Like, I want you guys to feel like you've got some friends that you can just like debrief, rant a little bit, learn something, maybe get a different perspective, get a little bit more stamina to keep going. These are all kind of sub-goals of this little project that I've been doing. So yeah, I guess thank you for listening and thank you for writing. I love hearing from all of you guys. I'm still very much a newbie at this myself, kind of making it up as I go along. So I'm very flattered that a lot of you feel the way you feel and that you want to hear more episodes. I've gotten suggestions for content. And while I, you know, like I said, I'm kind of focused on school right now, but I've been taking notes and I have big plans for this show. So first, here, I want to actually write a couple things down here, because this has the potential to become me kind of wandering all over with my thoughts. So I want to keep it pretty straight. So I want to first talk to you about school a little bit, so you can kind of get a window into what's keeping me so busy. I am taking my final classes for my RN to BSN program, and so for this semester that means community health. So I'm working on a community fall prevention project, which actually has a bunch of different aspects to it, but I'm working with some nurses and community members in trying to help reduce the number of people over 65 that are at risk for falling in our community. Everybody knows that in the Midwest in the winter, the roads get slick and sidewalks can be difficult to navigate. And so I think that this time of year is a perfect time to start to talk about people falling down. So what have we done? We've done some event screening for like orthostatic blood pressures, balance testing, general kind of senior fitness, looking at who's at risk and promoting some of the local fall prevention classes like Tai Chi for seniors, another program called Stepping On. All these things are really great resources, working with the Visiting Nurses Association, the hospital where I work at, as well as some other community partners. We've been distributing educational materials around to different places in town, trying to get this information out to as many people as we can. What I would like to do is I'd like to take a minute just to share the information that's in this brochure because I think it's actually really interesting. And then I can tell my preceptor that I talked about this and she'll be like all excited that that even more of you are going to get to learn about this information. So the whole concept behind this trifold pamphlet that we're distributing is that those that we love and know that are over 65, perhaps these holidays don't need the usual gifts. Grandpa doesn't need another tie. Your great Aunt Ruth doesn't need a scarf or Lord knows what you're buying for your older relatives. But there are lots of things that you can do that actually, instead of being things that are going to sit in a drawer and never be used again, that they won't get rid of because it was a gift from you and they love it. Instead, let's do some things that actually are going to help them be safer in their home, in their community, so that they don't fall down. Because as a lot of us know, especially nursing students, somebody falling down, that can really mess them up. That can be life-altering. Break a hip, hit your head. It's a source of injury and even death for a lot of elderly folks. So what are we going to do to help them not fall down? So first we're going to talk about the first page of this trifold, which are no-cost gifts. What are some things that you can do for the elders in your community or family that you love that doesn't cost anything? You can arrange to be a walking or an exercise companion. Get them out, move around. The more elderly people move, the better shape they'll be in and the less likely they are to fall. Help prepare and post emergency contacts and resource lists for them. Easily accessible so that if they need them, they can get to them. Offer to change light bulbs, take out trash, add hooks for them to hang things up, remove or tape down throw rugs, loose cords, clear clutter from pathways, doorways, entryways. You know, we talked about it in one of the classes that I was present for. A lot of times, seniors will fall in their homes and then the emergency medical services can't get to them because there's so much shit in their doorway. So clear that up. Help them clean that up. Clean out gutters. Give them transportation if they need it. And then also find the community resources for your loved ones that are going to make them less likely to fall. Get them involved in a balance class or take them to the senior center or whatever it is that's going to get them out and moving and keep them strong. Some low-cost gift ideas. We've got page 2 of the pamphlet. Install nightlights, glow-in-the-dark light switches, non-slip mats for the bathtub, grab bars. And I'm not talking the suction cup ones. Those are not meant to hold weight. Those are great for balance, but you don't want grandma pulling herself out of the bathtub with a suction cup handle. So make sure you're drilling those dang things into the studs or whatever it is you folks do that know how to do that stuff. Improve lighting. Get them one of those long-handled grabby reacher things. Get a backpack for carrying laundry so that they don't have things in their hands. Grocery shopping for them. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors on every level of the house. Those are some great low-cost gift ideas. More costly gift ideas, stuff that you can do for your elders. Get them a adjustable shower head. Get them a bath chair, a high-rise toilet seat. Make sure they've got good shoes that they can actually like get good traction with. A coffee maker with an automatic shut-off. Hell, get them any kind of appliances that have automatic shut-off. Front door ramps, cell phones, nice door handles. The levers instead of the knobs are easier for folks who may have arthritis. Anyway, these are all really great ideas for keeping your loved ones safe because every 13 seconds an older adult falls and is treated in an emergency room. Every 20 minutes, an elder dies from a fall. So in the state I live in, Iowa, it's the leading cause of injury-related deaths in folks over 65. So make sure that you are taking care of your older loved ones this season. We are nurses, so not only are we taking care of our patients, we are taking care of those that we love and our neighbors and those that are closest to us. Okay, so that's my PSA for the day. So that's kind of like what my practicum is focusing on. In the meantime, I've had to write like a 2 to 4 page paper, it seems like, every 2 damn days. So I've been writing a lot about the American Association for Colleges of Nursing's baccalaureate competencies. It's basically just like a list of things that separate ADN or diploma nurses from bachelor's degree nurses. Now, make no mistake, I believe that with an ADN, you can be a fantastic nurse, completely capable and able. But the reality is, the Institute of Medicine wants us all to get our bachelor's degrees. That's what a lot of hospitals want to hire. That's what it takes if I want to go ahead and get any kind of graduate degree in the future. So, going through my RSN to BSN program happened to be right for me. I'm going to try to do another episode not too far in the future about my journey, because people ask me why I've been in school so long, what path I took, why I did RN to BSN, all of these things. So we'll talk about that another time. But I did it this way because I want to have options in the future should I ever move or go to grad school or want to pursue something else in my career. So almost done, guys. I've been in school a long time. I'm very excited about graduating, but also I kind of am not sure what is going to happen once it's all done, because much like when I graduated with my ADN, it was like hitting a brick wall doing 60. At the end of, you know, my time in my nursing program, it was like rush to get everything done, cramming, making sure that I have everything that I need in a row to graduate. Little less hectic this time, but still kind of the same sentiment. And then you graduate and, you know, with the exception of the NCLEX, it stops. Clinical stop, homework stops. Like, now it's just you and your pursuit of the next step. So that's kind of where I feel I'm at right now. Like, I'm moving 100 miles an hour. I'm trying to get everything done, get all my forms in, my project done, communicating with my partner, working, doing all of these things. And then it feels like as soon as I graduate, it's just, what am I going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to podcast. So I'm also going to spend some time with people that I haven't had the opportunity to spend time with. So needless to say, I've been talking for, I don't know, like 10 minutes about how just I've been really busy trying to wrap it all up. But this is the priority for me. I need to finish up strong. And I encourage all of you out there. We are, you know, at the time that I'm recording this, it is November. The semester is going to be wrapping up, and so I encourage you, whatever portion of your education you're working on right now, finish up strong. It's really easy to get tired, exhausted, just wanting for it to be over. So try to summon what strength you have. Remember why you're doing this in the first place. You know, try to maybe reorganize a little bit, give yourself the tools that you need to be successful, whether that means studying with a group, studying by yourself, reading books, getting supplemental books. I will preach forever the gospel of YouTube, because most of my learning supplementation came from YouTube. So I'm trying to maintain that strength myself, focusing on just getting everything done, getting to that graduation date, and then figuring out from there where this is going to go. I'm definitely taking at least a year off, I think, because I have been in school for a really long time. A lot of this has been part-time, but still, it's been a long haul. So I'm definitely going to take at least a year to kind of master my skills, you know, work on the committee stuff that I'm doing now, I am working on a unit committee, unit-based committee, and so that's actually been a great learning process. That also kind of deserves its own maybe little conversation at another time. I'm not going to get into that today. I do have interviews in the hopper to edit. I do have interviews lined up to record. And in the meantime, everything has kind of been slowed even more so by the fact that once again, I'm upgrading my editing software. I consistently want to make this show better. And with more and more of you writing to me, you're hearing me, and so I feel motivated to keep upping the game. So that leads to some growing pains, me learning a new software that's just really different than what I'm used to. It's not that different. I shouldn't say that. It's not like completely different, but the subtleties, the shortcuts, the frustrations, everything's just a little bit different. So that is also promising. So here's the here's where this part is leading to. So I'm spending money on this little hobby of mine. I love it. I will continue to do it, but it does cost me money. So here's the first step I've done. It's a baby step, but if you folks who are listening out there have ever been to the website, it's nursinguncensored.com. It is a website that I built myself, with Squarespace, which I love. But I put the website together. I have the blog. I have all our back episodes. And so you will notice if you go to that website now, there are Amazon links kind of scattered all over. And there are links to products that I actually use. So why? Why am I doing this? I'm doing this because each episode, you know, if there's something that I've talked about or something that's related and you want to know where I got it, I am kind of an Amazon freak. I buy a lot of stuff from there. It's, you know, as a night shifter, I don't get to go shopping very much. And some of the stuff that I want, I just can't get in my little town. So I love Amazon. So a lot of the things that I've bought that I talk about that I love are linked on different places in the website. I'm not doing a very good job of explaining this. Can you guys tell I'm not a salesperson? Anyway, the point is, with these links, if you go to my website, you click one of these links, and then you go do your Amazon shopping, Amazon's going to kick me a little bit. It's not very much, but it's enough that I can start putting some money back into what I'm actually spending to produce this show. That's it. You don't have to buy the things that I'm advertising, but I think you should because I like this stuff. So go to nursinguncensored.com, check out the blog, go ahead and listen to old episodes. You know you want to. There's so much content. Guys, I've got like I think I'm right at 50 episodes now and climbing. So, help a sister out. Go and kick me a few pennies through Amazon. So that's the plug. I hate doing those things, but guys, I work for a living. I ain't no one percenter over here. Give me a buck. Give me 50 cents. Put it in my cup. Okay, so that's it. So what's next? Next, I just really briefly want to talk to you guys about how I've been writing a lot of my papers. A lot of these papers that I'm writing right now are reflections upon the BSN curriculum, what I've achieved, and that's kind of where I was getting to when I started talking about ADN to BSN. This talks about kind of the competencies that you achieve going from the RSN to BSN. So I've had to write a lot about this, but here's kind of my basic workflow for writing a paper. Some people, you know, you're taught make an outline, write the paper, edit. Here's what I do. So I, first and foremost, I wish I would have known to do this my first days in nursing school. I have an APA paper template document. I actually have a backup as well because I don't want to lose it. But on my desktop, I have a document that's already formatted in APA style. 1-inch margins, double spaced, 12 point Times New Roman. The reference page is going to have hanging indent. You're going to make it so that there are no spaces between paragraphs. all of that kind of that good stuff, running head, page numbers, make sure all of it's appropriate. Save that document so that every time you write a paper, you open it up, you're able to edit it, you know that it's already formatted. Now, granted, you have to double check all this before you turn it in case the formatting glitches out on you or something, but this has been a huge time saver for me. Next, what I'll do is I'll go into the paper's rubric or whatever outline or kind of point allotment my instructor has given me, and I'm literally going to take each one of those elements. Like, for example, I'm going to take out the ones that are topics. So if the rubric says identify your values and opinions on this, three supporting points, like one of the papers I had to write was, what three competencies do you feel you've achieved the most for your BSN? And so I went back through and I looked at all the competencies and I pulled out the ones that I felt I could most strongly relate to my experience. So I went back through and I opened my Word document and I took each of these kind of headings or points that I had to hit from the rubric. I copied them from the rubric, pasted them into the Word document, and I made them red print so they stand out because I'm going to delete those later. So essentially what I'm doing is I'm making sure that I have a little category for everything that I'm going to be graded upon, every point that I kind of have to hit. I hope this is making sense. Once I have kind of those rubric headings down, I'm going to go underneath each one, still in red, because this is kind of my outline. This is not part of the final document. I'm going to go in and I'm just going to kind of brain dump. What are some ideas that I have? What are some things that I remember reading? Kind of filling in whatever it is on my mind that I can talk about that particular topic or item. Once I have kind of a brain dump in all of my, under all of my different categories, I go back through and I look at all of the different points or statements that I've written. And by the way, I'm not writing this in paragraph form. Like, I'm just listing stuff out. Like, I'm listing just really quick little ideas. So when I go back through those again, I'm grouping them. What things go together? Are there redundancies? Are there kind of patterns? What am I seeing that I can write about in kind of a better flow or structure? So once I've identified kind of the main points that stand out, I get rid of all the rest of the brain dump and I keep kind of those main points. So I'm kind of, what I'm doing is I'm slowly building an outline for my paper and kind of filling it out that way. This way I know that I'm not going to get super off topic. I can kind of watch how much space I'm using, because we have like 2 to 4 page limits here, and they say 2 pages. We're teaching you to write concisely. Make it work. Oh, you've got 3 pages? Make it 2. Which has been one of the biggest challenges, because I can go on and on, both on paper and just talking to you. So anyway, I'm kind of fleshing out an outline here. I'm also going back through and I'm taking, like, for example, if there's a citation that I want to make, I'll copy that and paste that in, again, still in red, and I'll usually put, they're in quotes so that I know that this is not, that I need to reword this and paraphrase this, but I'm kind of just taking everything and putting it into an outline. Once I've got everything and I feel like I have a satisfactory amount of information under each topic, then I go in black text and I start to actually write. I start to write the paragraph under the first heading, and then once I've used up one of the points from the outline portion that's in red, I delete it so that all I'm left with now is text in black, my final writing. And I kind of continue to go through the document and write out, and every time I use up a point from my original outline, I delete that point and just leave the text that I've written. So what's happening essentially is that as I'm moving my way through the document, the black prose that I'm writing is slowly devouring the red ink outline. I don't know if this is making any sense. I hope it is. So once I'm all done writing my paper and I've eaten up essentially all of the red ink and I'm left with only my paper, then I will go ahead and I'll do spell check, I'll do editing, I'll go back and read through it to make sure it makes sense. And then my new favorite final step, which again, I wish that I had had access or knowledge of this technology years ago, but I have a voice app or an iPhone app that I bought that reads text. So I'll take my document, and by the way, save as you go, because in my life I've lost so many really brilliant papers because I didn't save it and then it crashed. But then I'll take my document and I'll put it into this app, which the app I use is called VoiceDream. They don't sponsor me, they don't know who I am, but I love their app. And I have this app read me my entire paper. I'll put earbuds in, I'll listen to it with no distractions, because then you're going to catch things that aren't right that maybe autocorrect thought was okay. For example, if you typed and instead of an, or they instead of the, it's going to catch those things in your ear when your eyes might have glazed over it 100 times. So that's why I like to listen to it. And then once that's all done, I go back through with a fine tooth comb and my APA manual, and I make sure that all of my APA citations are correct. Even though I feel like at this point I could probably do APA in my sleep without the manual, I still want that manual with me because I don't want to lose points over something frivolous. And on a grander professional level, I want it to be correct and I don't want there to be any plagiarism or incorrect crediting. So that's kind of my huge paper process. It is different when I write a research paper. These are kind of more, like I said, reflective, analyzing kind of my growth throughout this program. I would probably be a little bit more structured about it if I was writing like a research paper, in which case I'm going to sit down and write an outline. But even though in those cases I would do like a formal outline, I'm still going to do those in red, and then I like to type through in black. And like I said, as I use up points in the outline, I just delete those and leave the leftover black ink, which ends up being the paper. So one of my partners saw me doing this in a Google Doc that we were sharing, and she was, I think, confused by it. It looked like a mess to her, I'm sure. But that's just how my brain works. I'm very visual, so I want to see kind of my progress, and seeing the red ink versus the black ink does that for me. So what did you guys think? Am I crazy? Maybe I am. I don't know. But that's just how I happen to write papers these days. So I don't know. I feel like there's less room for me to ramble, kind of like I'm doing now. Less room for me to ramble on paper. So I really had to tighten up my game. And this seems to be the way that keeps me on track. This is really all that I have for you this week. I am making that final push, and then you can be sure that once I've flipped my tassel to the other side of my graduation cap, that I will be coming back at you with more content, more guests, more laughs. And I actually thought it was really funny. Somebody did say in one of the emails they sent me that they're still waiting on those poop episodes. The poop series is coming, you guys. I sent Andrew a message the other day, and we have not forgotten. I'm going to amass some of my best, what are we going to do? We're going to do our most epic poop stories, maybe some poop cleaning tips, air freshening. We can make this a whole thing. We can make this a whole thing. So thank you for your patience. Thanks for sticking around. Oh, and oh my gosh, how could I have forgotten this, guys? So little old me that started this podcast in my office with a shitty headset and freeware, we're approaching 20,000 downloads. I can't believe it. So I want to maybe close this episode out by saying thank you to everyone who has listened, shared it with friends, told people about it. I am so excited that you guys are finding value in what I'm trying to give you. I have only been a nurse for 2.5 probably two and a half years. But I've worked in a hospital for a really long time, and I know what it's like to be the new kid. I know what it's like to feel frustrated, burned out, looking for some kind of outlet, and I want that to be this. So I'm glad you guys are still listening. I love the emails. Keep sending them. Happy nursing, guys. Here at Nursing Uncensored, we may be, well, uncensored, but we're not unfiltered. Protected health information has been changed and concealed to comply with HIPAA. The things we talk about are from years of experience with thousands of patients, things we've read, stories we've heard. If you think we're talking about you, we're not. Also, we're real nurses here to provide helpful and accurate information. But don't take anything we say as fact without doing your own research. Refer to your state's Board of Nursing, Practice Acts, and your institution's policies and procedures if you have questions about your practice. Lastly, our very strong opinions are ours alone and do not reflect those of our employers, educational, or professional institutions. Thanks for listening, and happy nursing, folks.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.